reading from the first book of Kings. Elijah the prophet set out and went to Zarephath. When he came to the gate of the town, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and said, "Bring me a little of water in a vessel so that I may drink." As she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, "Bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." But she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of meal in a jar and a little oil in a jug. I am now gathering a couple of sticks so that I may go home and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." Elisha said to her, "Do not be afraid. Go and do as you have said, but first make me a little cake of it and bring it to me, and afterwards make something for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of meal will not be emptied, and the jug of oil will not fail, until the day that the Lord sends rain on the earth." She went and did as Elijah said, so that she, as well as he and her household, ate for many days. The jar of meal was not emptied, neither did the jug of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by Elijah. The word of the Lord.
Praise the Lord, my soul, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul, praise the Lord. The Lord keeps faith forever, secures justice for the oppressed, gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets captives free. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord raises up those who were bowed down. The Lord loves the just. The Lord protects strangers. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord. The fatherless and the widow he sustains, but the way of the wicked he thwarts. The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, through all generations. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord.
Our second reading is from the book of Hebrews, in the 9th chapter. Christ did not enter his sanctuary made by human hands, a mere copy of the true one, but he entered into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. Nor was it to offer himself again and again, as the high priest enters the holy place year after year with blood that is not his own, for then he would have had to suffer again and again since the foundation of the world. But as it is, Christ has appeared once for all at the end of the age to remove sin by the sacrifice of himself. And just as it is appointed for mortals to die once, and after that comes the judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who who are eagerly awaiting for him. The word of the Lord.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. Jesus was in the temple. He sat down opposite the treasury and he watched people come and make their contribution. There were many wealthy people who put large sums of money into the treasury. There was a poor widow who put in 2 small coins worth about a penny. Jesus called his disciples. He said to them, "Look at that widow. She has given far more than all the others put together. For everyone else gave out of their surplus to the treasury, but she gave out of her need. She gave all that she possessed." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,